welcome to episode 18 of Louis P Nutrition Radio. I hope you are well. Today's episode, I'm going to jump straight in because it's going to be short and sharp. I know I promised these episodes to be quite short and some of them have been a bit longer, but hopefully you appreciate the extra time and content. But today's episode is around something that I post about at least once a week and is very dear to me and something that I hugely believe in and can change your life, I feel, with just a small amount of effort each day or each week, and can really improve your overall well-being. So today we are talking about that gratitude attitude. I post about it every Monday morning, talking about the three things that I'm grateful for today. And firstly, let's clarify what gratitude is. So it's defined as an appreciation of what is valuable and meaningful to you. So things that mean a lot to you or that you truly value and therefore you are grateful for. There are different sorts of ways to look at this, the state and trait, but we won't get into that today. It's just about what you're thankful for. And it's been quoted as, gratitude is a key virtue foundational to any successful civilization. It's important to be thankful for these things. It builds really strong relationships, but also improves your outlook on life in general. And it has been described the free gift that requires no reciprocation. You are giving a gift if you tell someone that you're grateful for them or what they do, and there's no sort of return to sender sort of message attached to it. It's just letting someone know that you appreciate them, and it's a really good way to get deeper and stronger social connections with people. But we have to ensure that we mean it as well, so don't go looking to use it. And people probably have used it to manipulate people in the past, but don't say it unless you mean it, because it's a very, very deep and meaningful phrase and practice to me. So why might we practice gratitude? So there's a huge amount of benefits that I'm just going to list off here. So why would we practice it? So it overall enhanced well-being, stronger interpersonal relationships, reduced stress, increased motivation, improved optimism, improved sleep, increased happiness, improved self-control, better health outcomes. There's loads more of the benefits attached to it, but there's just a few that I've listed off. So instead of asking why should you practice gratitude, I'd probably suggest why not practice gratitude. It's a very simple, easy thing to implement and has huge amounts of benefits. And when I've implemented it with clients, it's one of those things that people, after a week or two or a couple of weeks down the line, they automatically go, I'm actually seeing a lot more positive in the world, especially at the moment with everything that's going on. So finding things to be grateful for and genuinely taking the time to sit, be present and think about what you are thankful for at the moment can really help your overall perspective. And I tend to do mine in the morning. I try and do at least three each day if I can, if I remember, and literally list them off. One of them is always coffee because it helps me feel better, but it could be, I'm grateful that I've had a good night's sleep. I'm grateful that I've got a warm house, bed, a roof over my head, all these types of things that you may sort of take for granted on a day-to-day basis. So bringing yourself back to that and going, what do I actually have to be thankful for, instead of focusing on the negatives of what you don't have, what is going wrong. Actually, there is so much right in the world that we need to take the time to positively reflect on. So how might you do this? So I try and do at least three most days. I always do them and post about them on a Monday morning. And I spend some time thinking about them, and I've just noted down a few different ones and then some research papers, what they've suggested as well. So for me, I'm grateful for my bed. I'm grateful for hot water. We all know what that feels like, especially when the boiler goes and you forget and you don't have access to hot water. Then you sort of reflect on all the times that you took it for granted. So it's important to reflect on these things. I'm grateful for that experience. So if I've had an experience over the weekend that could be positive or negative, I could be grateful for actually being present and enjoying that experience. Or if it wasn't a great experience, then my next one is, I'm grateful for this opportunity to grow. And it's taking a different perspective on potentially events that we feel not that we might not feel too positive about. And if I look back on some of the most, when at the moment, at that moment in time, I was probably upset, angry, disappointed, heartbroken, all these types of things. I look back on them now and I wouldn't be where I am talking to you as I am now without those experiences. And I'm in a very good place mentally, health-wise, all these types of things. So I'm extremely grateful for all the lessons I've learned along the way as well, all the opportunities to grow. So one paper that I read had some really interesting practices that they suggested. So I'll just list these off. And first of all was journaling about things that we are grateful for. So writing them down, actually taking the time to consider and putting pen to paper. This is a really useful practice, especially if you do it over the course of a long period of time, then you can have a bank of things across the year, across the months, that you can sort of at the end of the year, take some time, just read through and see all the things that you had to be thankful for that you might have forgotten about. And that's quite a nice experience to do. Thinking about someone for whom you are grateful for. So thinking about all the people who looked after you, who have your best interest at heart, who are just genuinely good people, people that you might not even have met. It's a good thing to sort of reflect on these as well, because there are so many good people in the world doing lots of great things and their work sometimes goes unnoticed. So linking in with the next point of writing or sending a letter to someone for whom you're grateful, just letting know and reaching out to someone could literally make their day. If you say, I'm really grateful for what you do, just thought I'd let you know. And I try to do this a couple of times a week if I can, because there are so many people out there who beat themselves up and don't realize the positive impact they have on people like me and loads of other people as well. So it could be a good thing to reach out to someone who you really appreciate, and they might not even know that you that they've had a positive impact on you. Just reaching out and letting them know. I've had a friend this evening who I went to school with, and he sent me a really nice message saying he reads my content and he really appreciates it. And that was just such a lovely message. And it's put such, it's like, I'm getting a little bit choked up thinking about it now. But it is wonderful. So you can make someone's day simply by just saying, I appreciate you and I'm grateful for all that you do. Undertaking the count your blessings exercise. So at the end of the week, if you've had a tough week, writing down three things which you're grateful for that week, three things that you feel that you are thankful for or grateful for that week. And lastly, but not leastly, practice saying thank you and being sincere about it. And this is something that I try to do. I used to be really bad at being distracted by my phone. Sometimes it does happen, but I always try and put my phone down, have genuine conversations with people. And if someone does get, like say, if someone brings over a coffee or anything, I just say, thank you very much. And being very sincere and genuine and making the time and effort to really be in that moment and being thankful can be hugely impactful for other people. And helping other people have a better day always makes you feel better as well. One of the things that my clients always say, I think I've already just mentioned this earlier, but it has a profound effect on the way that you'll view things, that you'll start to notice more things and feel more positive about the little things in life. And doing this practice quite often can very much change your perspective on a day-to-day basis and the way you deal with stressful situations, instead of automatically going to the negatives. Like I've said, okay, so what can I learn from this situation? And then be really grateful. You know what? I did that today and it wasn't good enough. And you know what? I've learned what I need to do to make it better. And I'm really grateful for that. So that's just a simple way to reframe it. So hopefully you've enjoyed this shorter episode on gratitude, on what is it, why, how to do it, and hopefully giving you a better perspective of why I'm so passionate about this and talk about it every week. So I hope you're having a great day and I look forward to speaking to you soon. We'll be right back.